From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Three people are in federal custody as the FBI investigates the attempted bombing in Times Square. From member station WBUR, Sonari Glinton has more.
Two Boston area men were taken into custody, as well as one in Maine, for alleged immigration-related violations. The raids were part of a sweeping investigation that officials say stemmed from information obtained by Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad. But officials say the investigation revolves around a system of sending money to and getting money from Pakistan. Vincent Lacerra witnessed one of the arrests in the Boston suburb of Watertown.
And I heard an FBI agent scream, "FBI, put your hands up." I got nervous and I looked out the window and there was like 15 to 20 FBI agents with guns drawn pointing at the house.
Agents also served warrants on a gas station in Brookline, Massachusetts. For NPR News, I'm Sonari Glinton in Boston.
New data obtained by NPR is showing far more oil than initially thought appears to be pouring from a leaking well into the Gulf of Mexico. While the Coast Guard, in its initial estimate, had said it believed oil was flowing from a busted pipe at a rate of 5,000 barrels a day, new data obtained by NPR says the leak is releasing at least 10 times that amount of oil. Sophisticated scientific analysis of seafloor video from the wrecked Deepwater Horizon drilling rig gives a figure of closer to 70,000 barrels a day. That's roughly the equivalent of one Exxon Valdez tanker full of oil every 4 days. President Obama toured a Buffalo manufacturing plant during a brief visit to the city today. He was in Buffalo to promote his small business agenda. Member station WBFO Joyce Krysak reports.
Mr. Obama walked through the facility checking out the successful metal fabrication plant. Company owner Dave Sullivan opened the plant 14 years ago with just 4 employees. He now has about 70 and plans to hire more. The company expanded with the help of a small business loan. Mr. Obama says it's an inspiring example.
I want everybody here to know, in Buffalo and all across the country, we are on a course that is working. This company makes me want to double down and work even harder.
The president addressed and took questions from the nearly 200 employees and other guests after his tour of the plant. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Krysak in Buffalo.
Senate lawmakers have signed off on an addition to the financial overhaul bill that would force big banks to reduce fees for debit card transactions and permit merchants to offer customers discounts if they use cash checks or debit cards for their purchases. By a 64-33 vote, senators opting to include the fee requirement in a package of new financial rules the body is considering to try to avoid a repeat of the financial crisis. Banks had lobbied against the measure. Weak jobless numbers did little to boost Wall Street spirits today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 113 points, closing at 10,782. The Nasdaq was down 30 points. This is NPR. Ford's CEO today said the second largest domestic automaker expects to be, in his words, solidly profitable this year as it recovers from an economic downturn that has sharply reduced vehicle sales. Addressing shareholders at the company's annual meeting in Delaware today, CEO Alan Mulally said the company should also see continued improvement next year. The somewhat upbeat forecast comes as Ford has posted 4 straight profitable quarters after large losses in 2008 and 2009. Ford has taken market share from rivals GM and Toyota this year and expects some new models to boost sales. Despite his upcoming drug suspension, Houston Texans linebacker Brian Cushing says he never took a banned performance-enhancing substance. Cushing made the statement a day after he retained the 2009 Associated Press NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year Award. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Brian Cushing confirmed reports he tested positive before last season for HCG. It's a fertility drug on the NFL's banned list. It's often used by steroid users who want to kickstart their body's natural testosterone production. But Cushing denied ingesting or injecting HCG. He said it's unclear how it got into his body. He noted HCG can be produced in men with testicular cancer.
And the fact that my options were that I was rather injecting or had a tumor, what I was told by some sources, I played the whole season thinking I had tumors.
Cushing reportedly tested positive once for HCG and negative on subsequent tests. Anti-doping expert Dr. Gary Wadler, a professor of medicine at the NYU School of Medicine, says if Cushing had a tumor, HCG levels would be consistently elevated and cause more positive tests. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Oil was down $1.25 a barrel to close at $74.40 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.